This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Oh, thank God it's Friday. I hope some of you have a chance to enjoy the weather today. It's beautiful. I'm going to hijack the show. The Tigers are a wagon, and we're going to get to them at 3 o'clock. But I just, there are certain times. Let me just set this up. For those of you that are at work today, or maybe you are fortunate enough you have the day off, you ever have a day where you learn things about your coworkers, and then you kind of feel like, wait, like, Am I the last of the Mohegans? Like, am I an alien? Pre-show today. Look, I spend more time with these guys than my own family. I mean, when you work in this line of work, and you guys know it, you're in an office environment, you got your people you work with, you know a lot about them. Like, I know David, Enrico, Kenny, Evan. I know these people. But there are always moments where I find things out and I go, wait, what? All I said to start this, because we had the show planned and Tiger baseball, and we're ready to roll. So you're just shooting the breeze. I made one comment. I'm like, yeah, I got a power wash, get my smoker ready for the season. Wish I could do a brisket, but they're a pain in the ass to find. Oh my God. It was like five parakeets out here, people. Because come to find out, every member of this show except me and two people on this show have multiple memberships. Apparently, I'm the only guy on planet Earth who's not a Costco member. And I mean, I went through judgment here, okay? I was judged. I was harangued. I was mocked.
And now we're going to take the 20-second timeout. You were not judged. You were not. No.
It you was more, looked at me like I had a banana hanging off my head.
No, I had to just basically discredit some of the things that you thought happened there. Like, I don't need a pallet of pickles.
It's like, I thought they were for big families.
I judged them.
Thank you.
I did.
Well, and then I just wanted to get rid of the disinformation. Like, Mike, it's not like that. Like, and then I got to come home with all of this stuff. So,
yeah. But here's my thing. What you guys have really put out there is, you're not a man if you don't belong to Costco. That's the vibe I got.
That's what you got.
That's my takeaway.
Okay.
But you were like, oh, no, Mike, there's just briskets flying around the place, ribs, pork butt, custom steaks. And I'm like, wait, I thought it was a place you went and picked up 24 jars of mayonnaise. Like, I never realized. Dude, I drive by the Costco and I'm like, oh, F that. I mean, it looks like a zoo. But you guys are like, oh, no. What do you mean you don't have a membership? Evan can't even stand having a child. And Evan's like, look, the only thing that makes my life tolerable right now is Costco. David has memberships to multiple. You have memberships to multiple. The fact that Kenny Cott has a member, that's where I'm drawing the line. Because Kenny has no responsibilities. I mean, please.
I mean, his responsibility just went up today.
What happened?
Look at today's birthday. He's over 30 now.
Oh, it's your Bert Kenny.
So he has to have the membership now because he's in the club.
Kenny.
I'm 30.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. Cutscene. All right. So here's my question. Am I the only person without one of these things? Like Metro Detroit, like grill, smokers, man stuff. Is Costco the key? Like, am I missing out?
It is.
I'll join. I don't really want to talk to people.
And if that's the case, you want to join the other one. You want to join Sam's because you don't have to talk to people.
Is there a tier system, like an elitism to warehouse shopping?
It's called scan and go. As you pick up, you scan, you keep going. You don't stop walking. Go straight to the door.
I would love a membership to a place where talking wasn't allowed.
That's it.
That's what I really want.
That's it right there.
I want to get in. I want to get out.
Because if not, you're stuck. The only thing about Costco, you're stuck in the lines when you check out.
Oh, and that's the worst because the lines.
Forget about it.
The lines turn into the commercials, don't turn into your parents. People feel a need to talk. We don't need to talk. We're in line. I don't care what's in your cart. You know, I hope you have a wonderful day.
The bathroom code is 857.
Oh, you're from Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah, they don't call them clean bikes.
People, we're going to get to the Tigers, but I'm hijacking this for a minute. The fact, Powers, Rico, David, Kenny, Evan, and then there's me. I was blown away. I had no idea the memberships were as pervasive as they are. And then your judgment has me leaning on joining.
Wow. Get the scan and go. You connect it to your phone. You buy everything. You charge it on your card. You keep going.
And you talk to no one.
You talk to no. The only thing you'll hear is you say thank you as you walk out the door when they let you go through.
Listen, I want to know. The way you guys made me feel is you're not living right if you don't have this membership. And you're not a man.
It's a little bit of a cheat code.
Mike's more focused on not talking. He doesn't care about the groceries. He's more focused on talking to the fewest people possible.
Okay, but Kenny, on this one, I feel it's why I choose one over the other. It's like, oh, I got to go to Costco to get this.
Well, and then we all know David's favorite is BJ's.
Yeah, they have free curbside pickup.
He's got a BJ in Canton, a BJ in Clawson.
No, I thought that place was closed.
It's never that, closed with David.
That place opened up. BJ's opened up when I was in high school in New York. I thought that place was out of business, and David's like, oh, no.
Yeah, they start expanding. There's now a few now in Michigan.
What, is it closed at what, 3 a.m. for you?
Okay, that's rude. Listen.
No comment.
Listen. I know they sell a lot of grits.
Nope. Yeah. Great grits.
Listen to me. Here's my question. Man guide for the summer. The must-have man guide from the Costco, BJ's, Sam's Club trio.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rico, I'll join if I can talk to limited people. Because when I'm running errands, I'm Ivan Drago. I'm on a mission. I don't want to be here. Yeah. I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. The whole object when you're running errands mm-hmm. is to get them done and return to your domicile in peace.
See, here's what will help you. Most people are out looking at different things. So unless you go with somebody, nobody's really talking in there. The only time you're talking is if you need something and then you ask the salesperson, hey, can you tell me where this is? Other than that, it ain't a whole lot of talking. Now, once you get at the end in the line, on a, just don't go on a Saturday.
How does this? Well, see, there's the problem. Well, I mean, I could. Okay.
Go noted. In the morning. Go before the show.
Correct.
That I can do.
Don't go on a Saturday.
Okay, noted.
That's,
well, that's
a death wish.
Part of why I never joined it. A, I don't have 17 kids like David. And B, every time I drive by one of these places, you'd think they're giving it away for free.
I will also give you real information here, okay? No jokes. BJ's also has the scanning.
Oh, they do?
They also have that. No mm-hmm. jokes.
No, and the other thing.
David likes to scan and go, huh?
I don't need to talk to you.
What's your name? Don't care. Get out.
But yeah, or Mike, you go at right before they close. And all at right. that point.
But you're telling me at all times, for especially for smoking season, briskets are always available.
Yeah.
Briskets pork are butts, available. Ribs.
Burgers, whatever. They,
okay.
And they have all the, if you got a vacuum sealer, even better. Because you
I don't.
Oh my god. Yeah, because I like
it. Oh, good. More judgment from Rico. Here we go.
And on top of that, the gasoline. Like 30 cents cheaper.
I mean, you know what this sounds like, people? It sounds like a cult. I mean, but between the way you guys are talking, Evan has been miserable all week. Evan, true happiness was when he discovered, A, I didn't have a membership, and all you guys did. And he can't shut up about it. So we're going to get to the Tigers because they're a freight train. But we're doing this first. Why? Because I'm stunned, but I want to know, truly, like, am I the only person without a Costco membership? And also, man buys. I need to know, like, what is the stuff that is necessary here? Don't send me there and be like, my God, 36 jars of pickles. Nobody wants that. I just want a brisket. I just want things for the smoker that are not readily available or you got to call ahead for at grocery stores. But am I weird that I don't have one of these? Because these guys make me feel like I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, weird. I just kind of assume that
everybody. You made an assumption. That's nice.
No, Mike, here's the thing. I thought I was the last one.
But you have a membership to all three.
No, he does.
I can't keep track.
No, I got the membership, it was like right around 2020 or like right before. And I thought, I'm the last guy to get this. And it's
but
like,
what are you buying pallets of?
I'm not buying pallets of anything. Mike, you don't have to buy pallets.
You don't.
You could go in and buy whatever you want. Like, if I need three things, I'll go and buy three
See,
things.
They need better advertising. For years, I've just thought out if you rolled in, you'd walk out with 17 pounds of roast turkey. I don't need that. I'm not raising Swiss Family Robinson.
You can get one.
Right. I never knew. I never even thought they'd allow me in that place. I thought it was for people who drive minivans only.
And then you know what, David? Before you walk out, Mike, you have to stop and get a slice of Costco pizza.
I will
that
not.
That is very That's, true.
Okay, no.
Very
absolutely
true.
Not.
Or the beef, Frank.
No. David, no. That's what Kenny does, okay?
It's good, man.
You got to get a slice.
Good.
I'm going to get to the people. Tiger baseball's coming up at 3 because they're a wagon, and we want to talk about levels of belief, but then what's the least believable thing about this team? We're going to do a ton with the Tigers today. We've got a lot of great sports stuff, but I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. Today's been a day of discovery for me. We're going to get to these phone calls, and we're going to do it next. What a moment.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.